This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. I'm so excited. Today's show is going to be amazing. Well, actually, it's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Look, the choices that we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have. Now, remember, you got to believe. It's all about you, okay? And it is all about you because here's the deal. They always say in a plane, when it's going down, or if it goes down, we hope it doesn't go down. But when a plane's going down, what do they tell you about the oxygen mask? The oxygen mask will come down, right? And what do you do first? You put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Why do they tell you that? Why wouldn't you put it on your child first? Because you're in a panic and you love them and you want to take care of them. Why is that? It's because you have to take care of you so you can take care of everybody else. I want you to believe in you again. I want you to realize that you matter. I want you to realize that it's not selfish to take care of yourself first, to take care of your health, to get up in the morning, to exercise, to eat right, to do the things that you know to do, to take care of you so that you can be here to take care of the people that you do love that need you. Because success really is your duty in life and everything. So if you're going to be successful and you're going to, in whatever area that is, I don't mean, you know, tons of financial success and millions of dollars and all that. I'm talking about being successful for you. Whatever that means for you, because it has to mean that for you, right? Maybe it's being a great grandparent or a mom or a dad or a sister or a brother. Whatever it means for you right now, look, your health is your greatest wealth. And the choices that you make to believe in yourself, to make the right choices, to eat the right kind of foods every single day, to push the junk away, to say, I'm going to exercise and get my butt out of bed. I'm not going to lay here and snooze for another 15 minutes. You're going to silence that voice on the inside that wants you to be lazy, that doesn't want you to reach your goals, that doesn't want you to go where you need to go. You're going to silence that and believe in you again. Look, there's no more time to be jacklegging around and not do the things you know you need to do. You know that, right? Like when you have diabetes, it's not just because, like, we're way past the fact that grandma and grandpa gave it to you. Look, you might as well just keep eating the donuts because it's genetic. That is not true. It comes down to our lifestyle choices that we make every single day. Our choices matter. Like, our choices matter more than anything else. You can change exactly where you are with your health. And in this show, we want to teach you how to do that. That's the key. Go to AsaHealthNetwork.com, AsaHealthNetwork.com. And, of course, you can send me messages. You can email me, get part of, jump on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you know, whatever, and send me questions. We'll make it part of the show. Whatever it is, though, remember, on this show, without a doubt, I want you to focus in on that you were designed for more. Okay? Like, you were designed for more. To have more, to be more. That you have everything you need on the inside of you to be successful, and you have everything you need on the inside of you to be healthy, even when there's something going on in your body. High blood pressure, guess what? Choices, not just genetics. Okay? Genetics because you're eating and doing the same thing that the person that had it before did. Because the recipes got passed down, and the habits, and the choices, and the lifestyle, it all got passed down. That's the genetic component in this whole health thing. Okay? It really is. So, we want to get started. I want to jump in. Call us, email us, whatever you want to do. Look, this show's about you. I'm here for you. It's your show, okay? It's to help you be where you need to be, become the best version of you. That's what I want to see for you more than anything. Try not to slap the desk. All right, let's go to Miss Roberta. Hi, Roberta. Welcome.
I've just been recently diagnosed with colitis, and I'm wondering what is the best diet for me to follow.
All right, Roberta, well, you came to the right spot. I'm so glad you asked that question. Colitis is an itis, remember. So itis just means inflammation, of the colon, right? And so the colon is one of those things that is very important. We have to take care of it. Our digestive health, matter of fact, I believe the statistics are now, last time I checked, that lung cancer is number one and colon cancer is right behind it at number two. as far as the type of cancers that are most prevalent in our society. So colon cancer is one of the big ones, and we really have to monitor that. Now, colitis means that it's not cancer, okay? But colitis means that it's heavily inflamed, which, as you know, can be, you've got different stages. You've got irritable bowel syndrome, you heard of that. Colitis, they're in the same family. And then the end stage, which is Crohn's disease. Now, Crohn's disease is a big one. Like, it's the one that really can take people out in a lot of ways. Blood, you know, in the stool, you can't hardly eat anything. But I have seen clinically, in practice, people that have had Crohn's disease that have completely been healed, the body regenerated, it healed itself. I've seen that. It's proven many, many people. You don't just have to be, like, if you get diagnosed with Crohn's disease, I just want you to know that it's not get on the medication. You don't just have to do Remicade and then cross your fingers and hope for the best. Like, you don't have to do that. We're in a whole different animal now of science, and what we know works for the body. So your body can regenerate. And as a matter of fact, it does regenerate every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year, certain parts of our body every 7 years. It's pretty amazing. So the way God designed our body is nothing short of amazing. So let's talk about this for a minute. Colitis and what you can do with it. When you're looking at a diet, I have in my book and of course, in our health club and in our health system that we use for all of our health coach providers, it's the anti-inflammatory diet. I developed it years ago. I've used it in probably more than 10,000, 15,000 patients, and it is remarkable in what it does. The anti-inflammatory diet is an equal balance of lean-quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low-glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Now, clinically, what we've always done, what I've always seen, if you keep that in balance, natural, whole food-based, and again, there's a food list. If you need this list, just get into our health club. Our health club, everybody distributes it, and it's easy to get. Just go to the website, asahealthnetwork.com, and you can find that. But in our health club, that's what everybody does. I mean, they just kind of push information back and forth. But all of my standard teachings are in there. And the anti-inflammatory diet is like the foundation. You understand that the proteins, fats, and carbs, these are the main nutrients that you need. Not fast food, not fried chicken, and all of these other things, right? Like the sugar and the head. You have to get all the gluten, and we get gluten out of your diet, which is a wheat protein or a grain protein, mostly wheat. And also what we get out is dairy. And I'm not anti-dairy, and I'm not anti-wheat. But for a period of time, when you're dealing with colitis, those are the top two allergens that can cause the issue of what's going on inside the gut. So you have to take care of that in a great way. So getting those two things out. Anti-inflammatory diet, number one. Number two is you got to get the gut health right. I like the foundational four supplements. These are the four that you absolutely need that you don't get from your food supply. You can get this at the website as well. So that's a good whole food multivitamin. Okay, we call it one. Then two is the digestive enzyme, which help break down the food. And again, with colitis, you're not processing, you're not digesting, you're not handling your foods effectively, and so that becomes an issue. And then three are the fatty acids, the essential fatty acids that your body needs. I like cod liver oil the best. You get vitamin A and vitamin D with that. But our number three are the essential fatty acids. Number four is probiotic. Okay, so good probiotic. It's an overall digestive health that restores the microbiome in the flora. You have to get the gut flora right. Like that is so important. In colitis, all these factors are off. All these factors are out of balance. All these factors are not where they need to be. And so as you start to restore these areas, that's how everything begins to begin to heal and begin to work better. And that's the key that you have to look at when it comes down to this at all. Like, you have to make sure that you've got the right nutrition and that you're also getting the right nutritional supplements that go along with that to complement that. Now, don't forget, hydration is the key. With colitis, you have to drink plenty of water, and I mean water. So if you're drinking other things like soda and juices and milk and that kind of thing, you've got to cut that out. Like, all that has to go. You've got to get to a place where you're getting plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces every single day. That is kind of the gold standard of what we teach. And it really is. Science tells us that's a good foundation to start. And if you're an athlete and you exercise a lot more, then you need more of that. Okay? But that's the main key.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InfoNetwork.com.
In this situation is to get the body into a place where you're getting the right kind of foods on a regular basis and the right kind of water and, you know, on and on and on. Now, with colitis, remember, getting the right kind of bacteria, the good flora in the gut with the probiotics, that's going to be a big one. Have to add that in. So getting the right kind of probiotic in the right way is going to be super helpful as well. With colitis, stress plays a big role. And with any of the digestive conditions, irritable bowel, colitis, Crohn's disease, all of them, stress is a key. Here's the challenge. You have to really identify what that stress is. And you can tell yourself all day long, I'm handling it great. You can put your face on. In the South, where I'm from, we put our little face on and our smile. How you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing? You're not doing great. Let me tell you something. If you have colitis, you are not doing great. And I mean, there's some rooted stuff on the inside that needs to get out. I don't know if it's bitterness. I don't know if it's anger. I don't know what it is. Fear, anxiety, worry about something, whatever it is, whatever you're suppressing, whatever's in there, get with someone, pastor, counselor, somebody, a good friend, talk it out, you know, get that stuff out, because I'm telling you, the root cause when someone has any kind of condition like that, it's got a strong emotional link. There's no way around it. We know that in science. Nobody wants to talk about it because nobody wants to deal with it. Okay, but that's what's really going on. So you get your nutrition right all day long. Get your water and your exercise and all of that right. Get your rest right. That's the big one with colitis. Your rest has to be really, really solid and do enough with the rest. That, again, 7-8 hours a night, and then take one day off during the week where you don't have any stress, like you don't have the phones and you have to be somewhere and you got to schedule and you got to drive everywhere and all that. Like, you don't do that. One day a week. Okay, you got to have that what we call Sabbath day. People call it a rest day. There's all kinds of names for it, but that's a big key, okay? Colitis, you've got to dig in. You're going to have to dig in and figure out what that is. I don't know what that is for you, but you're going to have to dig in and figure out what it is, because it will be, it really is. You know, there's like a foundation, things are built on top of that, like a house. Like the emotional part of most health challenges is the foundation. So, like, if you don't have a good foundation, what happens? Like, the house cracks, falls, right, collapses. Yeah. So the nutrition, a lot of times even nutrition and exercise and all that is kind of secondary in a lot of conditions. You know, stress is the main driver, and chronic stress. And here's the key. When it comes down to stress, you've got your subconscious mind. You can't control it. That's why you never want to say negative things about yourself, like, oh, I'm stupid, or I don't even like saying that right now as we're saying it, because I never say stuff like that. So you don't want to negative self-talk yourself ever. Don't do it with your kids. Don't do it with anyone else. Don't use that sarcasm with negative sarcasm with people. Don't ever do that, because your brain, their brain hears it and your brain hears it, and you begin to believe it. So whatever you've got going on, the self-talk that you've had, your subconscious is driving many times. But with colitis, you've got to do the nutrition and everything we talked about. Those are steps that we know scientifically and nutritionally that do work. But again, it's the whole person, right? It's mind, body, and spirit. You can't separate them. You can't just sit here. I couldn't just sit here and take a multivitamin or a probiotic and you're great. I could. You know, those things are helpful, but you're not getting down to the root of what's really happening on the inside. If somebody has colitis, it's a big, big deal. You with me? So thanks so much for the call. Love you. You can always call us here on the show. Always. And we're here for you every single day, no matter what. On the radio, TV, podcast, whatever. We are here for you every single day, especially here at the network. We're here for you. All of our shows, all of our kind of thought leaders and people that we bring on that have their own, we're here for you. And we want to help you become the best version of you, no matter what that takes. We're going to come up in just a moment, I'm going to talk about some foods that are really, really powerful. And it's this food that I'm going to talk about, you probably maybe had like once or twice in your whole life, but you're going to know exactly what it is when I say it because it's so popular. And like they made candy with this food as kids. Like you're going to, when I say this, depends on your age bracket, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I remember those. Or you may be saying like, oh my gosh, what in the world are you talking about? But I'm going to talk about it in just a minute. And we're talking about how powerful it is and these foods and what they can do for your overall health. Remember, food is our medicine. Really, our lifestyle choices are our medicine. But, like, food is the foundation. It can change the cells in our body so quickly if we eat the right kind of foods. And, of course, if we eat the wrong ones over and over again, then the wrong thing can happen, right? So we want to make sure we're putting the right kind of food in on a regular basis. And the food I'm going to talk about in just a moment is the kind of food that you probably need to add. We all do. I need to eat more of this. We'll talk about that. Listen, we're going to talk about a food right now that you probably have had before, but maybe once or twice, or maybe it's your favorite food. I don't know. But I can tell you this. They used to make, or they still make, this type of kind of like candy pastry with it that's been around forever. I mean, forever. So have you ever heard, or do you remember, or do you eat every single day, and they're in your cabinets right now, things called Fig Newtons? You remember those? Man, I can remember those like from forever ago. All right, figs. We're not talking about Fig Newtons. That's loaded with sugar, heavily processed. It's probably got like 0.01% of figs actually in the pastry, right, little thing, cookie or whatever you call it. So we're going to talk about figs. Figs are amazing. They have so many health properties. Look, they have actually proven with figs that it can lower insulin levels with people that have diabetes. Eating figs on a regular basis got strong anti-diabetic properties that can help. So the fig leaves themselves were ground up, made into a tea, and they did a study on it. And they found that drinking fig leaf tea actually can help in great benefits with diabetes. Now, you can't just eat. Listen, when I say this kind of stuff, I get emails from you guys, and I get hit up on Instagram and all of that. And you think, okay, I can drink fig leaf tea, and I can still eat my donuts. Like, really? No. These are just things that can help. Figs are great things to add, but you should already be eating the anti-inflammatory diet. You should already be cutting out the donuts and the junk that gave you diabetes in the first place. Are you with me? Like, come on. Like, right? So we got to eat the right kind of things in the right combination in the right way, and we'll get the right kind of results. Figs are amazing. Figs are something that we need to look at, and you can add them in your meals. You can have it as a dessert. They taste amazing, and they're low glycemic on the scale, which means that they don't raise your blood sugar levels. So it tastes that sweet, but it doesn't raise your blood sugar levels hardly at all. Now, another thing I love about figs is that they are a great bone density promoter. Now, think about that for a minute, especially you ladies, right? You get to a certain point, the doctor tells you what? Take your calcium, your vitamin D. Vitamin D is important. Not so big on calcium, because when you take your vitamin D and you get those levels up and you're eating lots of green vegetables, which you should be doing, right?
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There are reports that Russia is asking China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. The meeting between the two officials was already scheduled by the time they met in Rome. A senior official in the Biden administration told the Washington Post that the meeting was intense and candid. Meanwhile, President Biden is thinking about flying to Europe to rally and reassure allies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. Wall Street lost more ground and crude oil prices fell on Monday. The Dow was essentially flat at the close. The Nasdaq fell 263 points. The S&P 500 was off 31. Oil closed below $100 a barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of the greatest football quarterbacks has decided to come back.
40 days were enough of the rocking chair for Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. One of the best to play the game and future Hall of Fame quarterback announced on Twitter that he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. In his tweet, Brady said his place is still on the field and not in the stands. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hollywood is remembering an Oscar-winning actor.
And William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son, Alexander, said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is going to space. He'll be among six passengers when Blue Origin takes flight next Wednesday. Blue Origin is the space travel venture owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Davidson will be the third celebrity on a flight. Actor William Shatner was the first celeb to fly on the vessel. Former NFL star and current Good Morning America host Michael Strahan was the second. Blue Origin's first flight took off in July. The Dow was essentially flat at the close on Monday. The Nasdaq fell 263 points. The Nasdaq off by 31. Oil closed at $97 a barrel. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Right. So when you're doing a ton of green vegetables, there's more calcium in a bowl of spinach than there is in a glass of milk. Fact. For sure. So, I'm a bigger fan of getting your green vegetables in every single day than I am so much about you getting your milk. So calcium, if you, as long as you're getting your vegetables in, you've got your calcium covered. Vitamin D is a whole different animal. You need your vitamin D on a regular basis. So, hopefully you're getting your vitamin D levels checked by your doctor every 6 months if you're over the age of 40. Did you catch that? Over the age of 40, get your vitamin D levels checked every 6 months. Now, the other thing you want to do is, with this bone density thing, is that if you eat figs, they did a serving size of an 8 ounces of figs. And it has a mineral in figs called boron and also potassium. And when they checked these two out, they found that the bone density increased tremendously by people that ate figs on a regular basis. basis. Also, cardiovascular benefits. Figs are great for cardiovascular health, heart health. So in animal studies, they did fig leaves and figs, and guess what happened? When they ate figs, even just 3 ounces on a regular basis, guess what? The triglycerides, you remember those in your blood tests that your doctor told you about? It's like, hey, this is not good. This can lead to heart disease. The triglycerides came down. And in the studies also, guess what came down? Blood pressure came down. Pretty impressive. Just by eating figs on a regular basis. Add some figs to your meal. If you're going to eat eggs in the morning, ditch the toast and eat some figs with it. It's real simple. But cardiovascular benefits from eating figs on a regular basis. Look, not Fig Newtons. Eat the figs by themselves. They are not knocking Fig Newtons. Have one a week, okay? But don't eat them all the time. Switch over to figs because that's a huge deal. And it's a great adjunct to what you're already doing. Listen, we are what we eat, just like my granny taught me. I am so, so glad you're with us. Listen, this show is all about you. Remember that. Don't you ever forget that. That we want to help you become the best version of you, to reach your potential. We all have a potential on the inside. And sometimes it takes someone to pull that out of us so that we can become that best version. And on this show, we want to do that. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. The choices that we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. Really, it comes down to that more than anything. You just got to know that you know that you know that you're making the right choices. If you're not, look, don't beat yourself up about yesterday. You pick yourself up and you move on today. So our choices, that's a great thing about a new day. When I wake up every single day, I just thank God for a brand new day. Yesterday's gone. You know, today is a gift, and my best days are still ahead. And that's what I want you to believe, inside, deep down on the inside, that your best days are still ahead, that today is a day to renew. Today is a day that you can become better. Today is a day that you can love better. Today is a day that you can think better. Today is a day that you can do more. Today is a day that you can get closer to your potential. Today's the day is the day is the day that you didn't have yesterday. That's a brand new gift for today. And I want you to focus on the fact that you've been given that. So the question is, what are you doing with today? What are you doing with today? Are you making the right kind of choices? Are you eating the right things? Are you exercising? Did you get your butt out of bed? Did you lay around and stare at the clock all morning? Did you get on your phone and start scrolling through TikTok? What did you do today? The key is to make sure that you know that at the end of the day, you're doing everything you can to become that best version of you. On this show, we want to help you do that. We'll talk about some healthy snack ideas in just a moment. People ask me all the time, they're like, what do you eat when you're on the road? And I'm on the road a lot. What do you eat on the road? What do you do? What kind of foods do you eat on a regular basis? How do you, you know, what do you add to, how do you do that? If you can't sit around and cook greens and eggs all the time and eat black beans and you know, what do? If you're not juicing everything at home, how do you live, Dr. Asa? Yeah, I get it. So we're going to go over what healthy people or what people do on the go for healthy snacks. We're going to do that in just a moment. But I do want to jump in because I think it's important. And I want to jump in because, remember, we take your calls. So we've got callers waiting right now, and I see you. So hang tight. I'll be right with you. But you can call us anytime. You can call us anytime here on the show. We're you know, for social media, you can hit me with DMs if you want. Yes, I do see them. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We take questions from everything. And then if you want to text us, we have a text number that is right there or on the website. Go to asahealthnetwork.com. The text number you can always hit us with. If you want to send me a text, I can make that question part of the show as well. All of that is important to know that, you know, when it comes down to your health, we want to be here for you. Every single day, no matter what it is, we want to help you to get to the next level with your health and your life. We want to be here for you every single day. All right, let's get to the phones, and we'll kick off with Sonia. Hi, Sonia.
What foods are really good for arthritis or bursitis or hip problems?
All right, so when it comes down to hip issues, and this is really important, if you... Well, first of all, let me say this, that a hip issue, a knee issue, a shoulder issue, an elbow pain, an ankle pain, those are all arthritis. So you hit the nail on the head when you said, like, arthritis. Because at the end of the day, that's what it really is. You're looking at arthritis, no matter what joint is hurting, in whatever case that it's hurting, that's what we're really looking at, right? So we want to start there and realize that the right kind of foods that you eat every single day, they matter. Movement matters. Because you got to be moving the right kind of way. So, and then your sleep matters. Do you know there's a thing called pseudoarthritis? Pseudoarthritis is an arthritis that we deal with that happens when you don't get enough sleep. The body has this phantom way of thinking that your shoulder hurts or your knee hurts, but really there's no joint damage at all. It's completely up here. And when the body releases certain chemicals when you don't get enough sleep, that starts to cause that. And then guess what? You go to sleep for like 8 hours, solid sleep, great. You wake up and the pain's gone. So there's a psychosomatic component to that. That's true. But there is real, like, you know, hip pain, knee pain, joint pain, obviously. So what do you do? Well, the starting point is to start with an anti-inflammatory diet. We are what we eat, just like my granny taught me. It is so true. It's the foundation. So putting the right kind of foods in, anti-inflammatory diet, you know, is the key. Equal amounts of, and if you don't know anything about it, let me just tell you, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis, it matters. But just remember that when you have something like arthritis, you have to put the right kind of foods in, meaning that you've got to have the right kind of proteins. And natural, whole-based foods, antibiotic-free, hormone-free. If you're doing eggs, make sure they're pasture-raised. Like, go to that next level. Look, I've been saying this for years. If we buy the higher-level organic foods, the price is eventually going to come down. And it already has. Like, in the last decade I've been preaching that, we've already seen it come down because more people are eating organic now. Now you got places like Walmart. Like, don't tell me you have to go to Whole Foods. You don't. You don't have to go somewhere like that. You can go to Walmart. They got organic foods everywhere. You go to Kroger, everywhere. Publix, everywhere. Winn-Dixie, everywhere. Target, everywhere. Right? So everyone is carrying organic now. The prices have started coming down. So there's no excuse. Like, don't do the thing where you're trying to save a dollar and you get the cheap eggs and you don't get the pasture-raised eggs. Like, don't do that. Because you're investing. Everything you eat, every time you eat the right kind of food, you're investing every single day in your health. And I will promise you that you're either going to spend the money making your body healthy, or you will pay the price later and spend the money as your body is sick and broken down trying to repair it. So make the choices now, little choices. Every single day, they add up and they matter. All right, so with arthritis, number one is anti-inflammatory diet. Number two is to make sure you're following a good exercise routine. I know it hurts. I know you're like, how can I exercise when it hurts? I get it. So you do what you can with what you have where you are. So, for example, if it's hip pain, you're like, man, walking hurts. Okay, great. Go get in a pool. Walk in the pool because the water's going to take the pressure off the joints. Get on a stationary bike. Ride the bike. Find ways to get the body moving. Look, if you need help, guidance with this, our health coach providers will help you. And just go to our website, acehealthnetwork.com, and our health coach providers will always be there to help you in your area, whatever it is, to give you the help that you need with your health. And that is the key. Is to find that, because you have to make the right kind of choices and you have to move the body. Like, if you just sit around because it hurts all day long, you're not helping anybody. You're definitely not helping yourself, and you're making the joints, everything about it, worse. So just keep that in mind. Rest. Remember the rest thing I was talking about? Okay, you got to rest. And I would shoot for, they say now 7 to 9 hours. I would shoot 7 to 8. But getting the body good rest, if you're not getting good rest, there's certain keys to a healthy sleep cycle that I will cover in a later show. But, you know, the sleep cycles are important. There's things like melatonin release in the brain, shutting down blue screens, like these tablets and phones and everything, like shutting that down 2 hours before bed. Never, ever, ever lay in bed and watch TV and get on your phone and start scrolling. Like, it's the worst thing you can do. It affects the pineal gland. If you affect the pineal gland, then, of course, it's going to affect the way your sleep pattern is, your melatonin production, yada, I mean, the whole list goes on and on. You're going to mess your whole sleep cycle up that way. Don't do that, right? I know people that, like, sleep with their phones like it's a teddy bear. Don't do that. Don't do that. So, with arthritis, that's a big key. Movement, so you exercise every single day, do something you can handle 6 days a week minimum. If you want to go 7, that's okay. But make sure your body is moving, and then your anti-inflammatory-based diet. Now, there are things supplementally that are really important, like collagen. 30 grams of collagen a day consistently over 3 to 4 months has improved joint function. Matter of fact, it's helped to rebuild the joints and the joint space. And I know this for a fact, because I work with athletes a lot. And myself being an athlete, I've seen my own joints become better from years of weightlifting and athletics. And improve to a point where they feel like I'm 20 years old again. I'm not kidding. So collagen is a major player. Sulfur-related nutritional supplements. Now, you get sulfur, high levels of sulfur, which is a mineral, out of egg yolks. So hopefully you're eating eggs every single day. I do. I think it's important to eat at least 2 to 4 eggs every single day, whole eggs, not the egg whites. Okay, because they have so many different components in there, B vitamins, and the protein is like the most, matter of fact, it's the perfect protein on the planet, by the way. They judge other proteins by the protein of the egg. It's like at 100%, and they grade like chicken and turkey and beef and all that against the egg, because the egg protein, amino acid content and everything is so perfect that they rank it number one, and then everything else kind of goes underneath it.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
We want to see you thrive. We want to see you make it. We want to see you do really, really well. And we want to see you reach your potential. And I believe, and I've seen through years of clinical practice and you know, thousands of patients, I've seen people that have really turned their lives around and can make it. And if you do the right kind of things on a regular basis, you can. The body can regenerate every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year, and some body parts, you know, maybe about 7 years. Depends on the science and depends on the body part. But the amazing thing about it is you don't have to be stuck where you are. So whether it's hip pain like we just talked about with Sonia or something else, the body can regenerate. So if you make the right kind of choices every single day, that's what matters. All right. Cindy in Orlando, Florida asks, what can I do about headaches? I have headaches on a regular basis. They're not migraines. What can I do? All right, look, here's the quick answer. You didn't give me a lot of detail about the headaches, and those are pretty complicated, but I will give you a key. If it's not migraines and they've been ruled out, so you don't have to take the medication, those are a whole different animal. But basic headaches can be dehydration, so you might not be drinking enough water, number one. Number two, if it's on the right side, like over the right eye, it typically is a zinc deficiency. Now, if it's over the left eye, if it's over the right eye, it's an iron deficiency, typically. If it's over the left eye, it's a zinc deficiency. Now, again, this is more naturopathic type medicine, not standard medicine and not standard health type thought. But in the naturopathic setting, that's what they have found to be true. So a lot of times, remember, most everything in the body is a result of a nutritional deficiency. Most everything that condition that we have in the body, when something breaks down over time, is because the body was not getting something that it needed on a regular basis. So with headaches, it's no different. Number one, dehydration is the first thing you got to go for, because most people are heavily dehydrated. That's why I've got like water with me right here, because you got to keep drinking it. And dehydration can cause so many. Once you're thirsty, you're 21% dehydrated already at that point. So I would look at that, and then, of course, look at and compare on what side of the head that it might hurt. And then also, if it's in the back of the head, it's low acetylcholine in the brain. And that can come from a deficiency of not getting enough proteins. Certain types of proteins and also certain types of fatty acids can be a major player in that. So that's a key for headaches. Again, a lot more involved. You can check out our health coach providers, and they can always give you help and go a lot deeper with that as well. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. Okay, it doesn't matter, like the money and the job, and your health is your greatest wealth. You lose your health, you lose everything. I had a businessman, billionaire. He said, Dr. Ace, I wish I'd have listened to you earlier. He goes, I've worked my whole life, I'm worth billions, but I've got prostate cancer. And now I'm fighting with everything I have to get my health back. So he lived, you know, a push through life, and he made it. And he made the billion. He hit the Billy Club. He did. But guess what? In the process, he didn't manage his health enough. And I'm sure he'd be happy with $1 billion instead of $5 billion if he didn't have prostate cancer and he'd have taken the time to manage his health. Look, we got to make good choices every single day. When it comes to our health, every single day, you have to make the right kind of choices. And those choices are up to you to make. I can't make them for you. So the choices we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. Now make sure to give us a call. You know, the number's right there on the screen. You can always reach out to us. You can always whatever it is, great or small, you can always reach out and be a part of the show. Go to social media, any of the Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of that, Facebook, anything. Just reach out to us. We've got chat. We've got text. Look, I'm here for you every single day to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. That's what the show is all about. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Shauna. Hi, Shauna.
Okay, I have sciatica. I've had the injection. I've had the MRI. I've had all that stuff. I'm looking at an operation, which I don't want. Any suggestions? My friend, who's a type 1 diabetes, has been going in to get shots in his eyeballs, and he's slowly going blind, looking at an operation. What can be done about him?
Goodness. You have a sciatica. Let's just back it up a minute. You know, forget the whole shot in the eyeballs. That's a whole different animal, right? But on the sciatica and sciatic pain, remember, the sciatic nerve is the biggest nerve in the body. It runs through kind of our glute, which is our butt. It kind of runs through that muscle, the butt muscle, I'd call it. But it's a huge nerve, biggest nerve in the body. Like when we did gross anatomy when I was in medical school, I was like blown away. They're like, and this is the sciatic nerve. We have to all, you know, of course, dissect it, hold it. It's amazing. It was huge. So when that thing gets flared up, there's a muscle around that nerve called the piriformis muscle. And the piriformis muscle is just when it goes into spasm, it causes pain on that nerve. And, man, it's painful. That's why so many people struggle with it. So let's get down to the basics of what can be helpful with sciatic. Now, number one is I always recommend a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician because they work manually on the body. And physical therapists are now getting into this, too, in different ways. But, you know, you want to get someone that really can work on the structure of the body that's non-surgical. So they can really start working on the actual structure of the body so you can get the alignment where it needs to be in the spine, which affects the sacrum, which is the tailbone, which affects everything in the pelvis, which can cause the sciatic pain. So getting one of those providers on board that you can work with on a regular basis, that's a starting point. Really important. The other thing is that with anything like sciatica, you've got to look at what's causing that muscle to be in spasm. The number one deficiency in the body is magnesium, number one. Magnesium is a mineral, and it's responsible for over 300 processes in the body that are critical to the body's function. Now, the best version, if you're dealing with a muscle, is magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate, number one, keys and minerals that you got to have. So between 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams is typical depending on your body weight, you know, male, female, that kind of thing. But it's important. So getting the right nutrition from fruits and vegetables, which has got high mineral content in it, is going to help you in something like this. Now, the shots and all that other stuff, that's a whole different topic. But you want to focus in on the nutrition, which is important. And also don't forget the hydration. I'm really big on hydration, getting the right kind of trace minerals in. Water, 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 half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. That is the key.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.